Americans defund Democrats in state House elections as Democrats seek to defund police. By Matthew Boyle on July 7, 2020. Americans significantly decreased contributions to Democrats running for state legislature seats in the second quarter as the Democrat Party has turned hard left. Fundraising information announced this week shows. The lackluster performance by Democrats at the state level could have broader national implications. First off, state-level political trends sometimes forecast later looming national trends. From the State House to the White House, the saying goes. But more importantly, the state legislatures elected this year will handle redistricting next year heading into the 2022 cycle, influencing the direction of and perhaps control of the U.S. House of Representatives for the next decade. The drop-off in Democrat Legislative Campaign Committee, DLCC, fundraising, which has Democrats $20 million shy of their stated cycle-long goal of $50 million total, comes as their Republican counterparts nearly doubled the total raised by Democrats in the second quarter. The DLCC and its affiliated organizations in the second quarter of 2020 pulled in just $5.8 million. The party committee responsible for electing Democrats to state House and state Senate chambers nationwide announced this week. That means the DLCC has pulled in around $30 million total this whole cycle, $20 million short of the committee's stated $50 million cycle-long goal. The DLCC's second quarter fundraising was dwarfed by its Republican counterpart, the Republican State Leadership Committee, RSLC, which announced it and its affiliated organizations hauled in nearly double the amount of the Democrats at more than $10.5 million in the second quarter. The RSLC and its affiliated organizations have pulled in $35 million cycle to date, meaning that the Democrats were on par with the Republicans on this front until the second quarter of this year dried up, leaving the Democrats $5 million behind. Placating the woke left's tirade against America may play well on Twitter and cable news, but it looks like anarchy is too tough a sell for liberal enablers like the DLCC to persuade donors to keep contributing to their radical mission. Lindsay Morris, the national press secretary for the RSLC, told Breitbart News. Defunding the police, overreaching economic shutdowns, and shaming those who are proud of their country, it's all a bridge too far for Americans. And state Democrats right now own every bit of this ludicrous agenda. Despite getting beat by Republicans, the DLCC still attempted to frame its haul as a win, claiming it raised more than the second quarter of the election year last cycle in 2018. Thanks to record-breaking fundraising and grassroots energy, Democrats are primed to flip state legislatures across the country, DLCC President Jessica Post said in a release. It's truly never been more important to elect Democrats to state houses as the country faces a pandemic and a worsening economic crisis thanks to GOP incompetence. Democrats will have the resources necessary to win state legislative races ahead of the fight against gerrymandering.